VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump Monday described hundreds of thousands of federal civil servants working without pay during the partial government shutdown as great patriots. But there was no movement toward ending the record 31-day closure of a quarter of U.S. government operations. Mr. Trump renewed his call for a wall along part of the U.S.-Mexican border. About 800,000 federal workers have been affected by the shutdown, with more than half ordered to continue working without pay, the rest sent home. But that number might be changing as workers hurt by missing paychecks seek alternate sources of income. AP's Julie Walker reports one such group is the Transportation Security Administration.
The TSA has been experiencing far higher unscheduled absences during the shutdown, with workers not getting paid. Kicking off this busy MLK holiday with 8% of employees skipping work on Saturday compared to 3% a year ago. That forced screening areas to close at some airports, including BWI in Baltimore, where one of the three checkpoints had to be shut down. Still, TSA reports nationwide most passengers waited less than 30 minutes. It expects 8 million travelers to pass through its checkpoints over the long holiday weekend. I'm Julie Walker.
European Union has imposed sanctions on Russian military intelligence chiefs over the Norwegian attack on a former Russian double agent in Britain last year. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini.
We started to discuss the opportunity to have a sanctions regime in place specific to the use of chemical weapons already in the previous months. So the decision today has come to somehow fill in the list that was already open for possibility.
Moscow dismissed the sanctions and denied charges it was behind the Norwegian attack on Sergei and Yulia Skripal. This is VOA News. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is set to go to Qatar this week. It is his first overseas trip since widespread anti-government protests rocked the nation. He will arrive and then meet with Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad al-Thani on Wednesday to discuss ways of boosting relations. Bashir has tried to downplay the protests, insisting that foreign agents and infiltrators are responsible for the dissent as well as the violence that has followed. A suicide bomber in Syria has targeted a convoy of U.S. and allied Kurdish forces in the second attack against U.S. forces in the past week. U.S. military colonel Sean Ryan said there were no casualties among the U.S.-led coalition members. Witnesses say the attack happened on the western edge of a town en route or on a route frequently used by the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants. A video released by the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights showed smoke rising from what appeared to be an armored vehicle belonging to the Syrian Kurdish militia. The observatory said five people were killed. Meanwhile, Israel has launched strikes into Syria on Monday as part of its increasingly open assault on Iran's presence there. Reuters' Grace Jamone reports.
On Monday, fighter jets focused on the Iranian Quds force, targeting munitions stores, a site at Damascus International Airport, an intelligence site and a military training camp. At least 11 people are reported to have been killed, but Syrian state media said the country's Russian air defense system had intercepted and destroyed most of the targets. The Israeli strikes were launched in response to cross-border fire over the weekend, when Syria says it repelled an air attack and the Israeli Defense Forces reported shooting down a rocket fired at a ski resort in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights.
That is Reuters' Grace Jermone. Marathon talks to end teacher strikes in America's second-largest school district were reportedly making progress, but the strike will continue. Some 30,000 teachers in the Los Angeles School District walked off the job on January 14th, demanding higher pay, smaller class sizes, and more support staff. Afghanistan's Taliban opened a new round of peace talks Monday in Qatar with the United States. A Taliban spokesman said that the two-day meeting in Doha will continue into Tuesday. Zalmay Khalilzad, UN Special Representative for Afghanistan Political Reconciliation, is leading that U.S. delegation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
mama, eh, mama, eh, ooh, yeah, mama, eh. This is the African baby, baby, Wani, on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. And there's going to be a lot of hot rocking sounds from across this great continent of Africa that will be coming to you today. But it seems as if I'm going to have a Cameroon music festival right here in the studio. Because all my songs today, I'll say 90% of the songs today are going to come from Cameroon. And I've got four of the big names from Cameroon right here with me. So, let me just start off right now by welcoming the great Mr. Leo to the Voice of America. Welcome to the African Beat, bro.
Thank you, thank you.
And I also have with me the great Magasco.
Nadaba.
Magasco. Yeah, well, it seems as if we're having a Cameroon music festival here at the Voice of America before we take it to the stage.
Yeah.
What's happening? Well, you know, you are here, but let me ask you to tell the people a little bit about who Mr. Leo is.
It's actually it's like a novel, but I'll try to cut it short.
Yeah, make it quick.
So my full name is Fonyui Nsobunrika Leonard. So if you come from Cameroon, the name Fonyui tells you I come from the northwest region of Cameroon. And so, to be specific, both my parents are from the Northwest region, but I was born in the Southwest, and I grew up in the Southwest, so I'm used to the Bakwere culture and all that. So that's pretty much it. And my dad was in the military, and after retirement, we went to another part of Boya called Moliko, and that's how music came into my life through school choir, gospel school choir. And started singing since 2007. That was just singing, and started doing music since 2009. Mm-hmm. And became
Now you've
real.
Become a household name.
Yeah,
in Cameroon, and you're going across the world.
If I should add, used to be a science student, studied engineering, computer engineering to be specific. Yeah.
So that means there is a profession lying down there waiting for you.
Of course.
I like that. Because you never know in this field of entertainment.
But I'm confident.
You're confident that you're gonna blow it away.
Straight up.
Okay. Well, now let me come over to you, the smiling man, Mr. Magasco.
Yes, sir.
So what's up, bro? Welcome to the African Beat.
I mean, it's a pleasure to be here. I used to watch this over the TV, and I'd be like, wow, one day, this is a dream come true.
What? And it's true.
Yeah, this is
you
this,
are here. Right
I'm,
now,
I'm right here.
The Voice of America.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, Magasco, that Bamenda boy, already tells
you. You born in Bamenda?
Of course.
That's the place I like.
I was born in this village.
So you don't like Boya?
Boya.
I was born in this village, Banso.
I fell in love with Bamenda. I've not been there. I just fell in love with Bamenda.
Anyway, Bamenda
fell in
Boya,
love with
I
the people that
too.
Oh, okay.
He was born in my village.
So I was born in Sok. Went to Bamenda when I was 5, so I wasn't, I kind of understand Banso a little bit. So I went to Bamenda, grew up, but I'm from the Com native, and I used to go to church. I loved singing.
I used to go to church.
Yeah,
used to go to.
I used
and
to.
Now you don't anymore.
All right, let me correct. Let me correct myself. But I'm not gonna lie. It's not like I go to church every time. Like, let's get that straight out
let's
of the way.
Let's get it straight, right?
But I used to go with my mom, and she used to be part of a choir group in church. Mm-hmm. So I used to go with her.
Okay.
And I would do bass,
So you play instruments too?
I'll just do bass vocals.
Oh, okay.
And people liked it. When I don't come to church with her, they would fill the gap. They'll feel the absence.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I started. But I fell in love with rap music. Okay. I fell in love with the 50 Cent, the Jay-Z's. I used to look at myself in the mirror and be like, oh, maybe I look like 50 Cent. The child thing. I don't know what made me to feel like I look like 50 Cent.
So do you remember the first rap song that you did when you were little? When you were standing in front of the mirror, the first song that came to your mind, what were you saying?
I was just mumbling.
Can you mumble that mumble for me?
I felt like Americans, because you know the way they talk. Mm-hmm. I felt they weren't saying anything. They were just sounding good. Oh, so I'll just be in front of the mirror like, yo, we need to make going and meet some people. Hey, you know, I'm getting the world really down, you know what I'm saying?
It's okay.
Yeah, so that's
how I started with rap too.
Yeah,
I started with rap too.
Yeah, and him too. He started with rap. We were in the car yesterday and he did freestyle. And I was like, yo, bro, like you just killed bars right there. He's like, yeah. So, all right, okay.
Well, that's cool, man. I know it's good to have you and it's good to know that background. You know, sometimes it's good to know where people started. I tell some of these young folks, when you see these guys making it big in the industry, don't just think they just got up from nowhere and became somebody. They came through a process.
Of course, you
came through a process.
The whole path.
And you know, one thing I like is that you did not joke with the educational part of your life.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, sometimes our young boys and girls today will just say, oh, I want to become a star. As soon as they get one keyboard, they start putting some few beats together, put it on YouTube. They think that they're superstars and they don't want to go to school anymore.
But and that's why I think I almost became a victim of that, because that's how I used to think when I was young. I was like, oh, I have talents, I've got talents, and I'm, you know, going to school. But my mom, I have so much love for my mom. Shout out to my mom, by the way. She kind of forced me into going to school. Like, she told me, you need to have the basics of, like, schooling. Like, because of her, I was able to go to the university.
And you have no regrets.
Yeah, and I don't, like, today I'm using exactly all my certificates. I still use it in music.
That's good.
Because I'm expressing myself. Everything is the education, the basics that I had, and it's because of her. And
All right. Well, now we're gonna take your song first, Mr. Leo. We're gonna take one of my favorites of your songs, Jamais Jamais.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the song, Jamais.
Oh, Jamais Jamais. It's a love song. Jamais Jamais is in French. In English, means never ever.
Never ever.
So this is a guy telling a girl, I would stand by you. Till death do us part. And I'm not afraid to tell the world how I feel about you. Well, I know we're going to go through ups and downs, you know, but we're going to get through whatever comes our way. It's never too late to love. I'll stand by your side.
That's a great commitment.
Till the end, yeah.
And did he stand by that?
For sure.
And you
was
doing
that you?
That?
Are you talking
was
about
that you?
Me?
Yeah.
Wait, you doing that?
Of course I can do
okay,
that.
Okay, all right, okay, all right. No problem. I'm just waiting for the day when one of the tabloids will put it out there, Mr. Leo has bam. I say, okay, Mr. Leo, remember what you told me? I'm going to play it again.
No, but truth being told, I can do that.
All right, that's good. I like the positivity.
Yeah.
I like the positivity. Okay, so now for my African beat fans out there, you're going to check this one out. And now we're going to bring you the sound, Jamais Jamais, by Mr. Leo, the man himself, right here in Studio 4. Check this one out.
Ooh. Huh.
Alphabet Records.
Bébé, tu me connais? Ouais. Je mourrais pas si je pouvais. Ouais. Juste pour te voir sourire. Jusqu'à la fin de nos vies, si je pouvais, je le ferais. A tous les autres filles, hasta la vista. I'm not a playboy. I go mare, mare, I go mare, mare, na you. I go mare, mare, I go mare, mare. Jamais, 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 séparé, jamais, jamais, na, 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 jamais, jamais, hey, hey, oh, jamais, jamais, oh, oh, jamais, jamais, divorcé, jamais, jamais, na, 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 jamais, jamais. Girl, I'm living my life, girl, I'm living my life with you, and if I go die, girl, I swear I go die for you. That's how we be starting, okay, okay, lele. I go love you forever, okay, okay, lele. Repose ta tête sur ma poitrine, écoute mon cœur qui bat. Je ne sais pas si je peux vivre loin de toi. I go mare, mare, I go mare, mare, na you. Hey. I go mare, mare, I go mare, mare, na you. Hey. I go leave you jamais, jamais. Jamais, jamais, séparé, jamais, jamais, na, 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 jamais, jamais, hey, hey, oh, jamais, jamais, oh, 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 jamais, jamais, divorcé, jamais, jamais, na, na, jamais, jamais, I
Indeed, beautiful. That is awesome. You know, I have loved this song without even knowing you. And you know, Gilbert gave me this song.
Abel
he told
Gilbert.
Me about this one. Abel
shout
Gilbert.
Out, bro.
Yeah, shout out to Abel Gilbert. And good luck with the Cameroon Film Festival. You know, and he's normally here, and so we talk about the film festivals and all this. And so he told me about you. You know, yeah. All right. So it's beautiful that we have that song. And now we're gonna go. We just want to push the music. The great Magasco gave us the sound Sokoto.
Yes.
Sokoto. So let's talk about Sokoto.
So Sokoto, when I was growing up back in the days, because I sing mostly in Pidgin English.
Uh-huh.
And back in the days, my elder brothers, they would be like, oh, Otin na Sokoto, like, you know, when you're well-dressed,
uh-huh.
They'll be like, oh, the man on dress, like, your dressing looks Sokoto.
Sokoto.
And you have a lot of money, they'll be like, that man get money Sokoto, you know?
So the Sokoto was just a slang.
Wow. Yeah, so it was a slang. And then I used it. I'm like, okay, what if I use this? And then in the song, I'm basically a guy who used to be Sokoto, but now he's not. It's but not, he's still faking it. He's trying
still
to
faking
act,
as it,
and then giving like giving fake promises, like he's like he has money. He's you know, but at the end of the day, he got busted.
Oh
you
my
know?
God!
And the shame and everything, because they found out none of the things is his or whatsoever he claims he has is his.
Is his?
You know. So
all right.
It.
So let's enjoy the song. Magasco is going to give us this song Sokoto right now, and he's going to be performing the song live right here in the studio. Let's enjoy Sokoto right now.
Sokoto, say akonto.
Angelina, do me a beneficio. Now you don't beneficio. Ah, baby, je m'en fous. Ah, baby, je m'en fous. Now we're Otina, Sokoto. Otina, Sokoto. Otina, Otina, Sokoto. Otina. Sokoto, Otina, Sokoto, Otina, Sokoto, Otina, Sokoto.
beat there, Sokoto. Uh-huh. He say everything as Sokoto.
Sokoto.
All thing as Sokoto. Sokoto. What about when we get Belen?
Yeah. If we get Belen, na me Magasco, so na still Sokoto.
Magasco, na you get Belen.
Na me I give up. I take him.
So you na Sokoto.
I accept too.
Okay. You know one thing I like about Cameroon and where I come from? I come from Sierra Leone in West Africa. Oh. You know, we speak Creole and you guys speak the Fijian. And but you know, it is so close.
Yeah, very
it is
close,
very close. Very close. You know, sometimes people
most words sound the same.
Nigeria,
much,
yes. Yeah. Most of the words sound the same. Sometimes I don't know, maybe that is why I fell in love with Cameroonian people. I have a lot of Cameroonian friends. And oh. I don't know. Do you know Kang Quintus? He's a movie director here. We did a movie together called Rejected. It was at the Cameroon Film Festival.
Yeah, I know about the movie. But I don't know who's the director.
I have a whole lot of them. Yeah. And so we're going to move on to the next track that we're going to play. And that is going to be done by Mr. Leo, the man himself, Partout. Yeah. So what is Partout?
Partout is a French word. It means in English everywhere.
Everywhere.
So this song, it's like from my heart. It's a special dedication to my fans. You know, just telling them, thank you guys so much for standing by me from the start, you know, up till now. Every success I have, I owe it to you guys. Because if I do these songs and I keep in my cupboard, it's not going to take me anywhere. It's not going to take me up. But from the day you guys decided to listen to me, you decided to download my songs and put in your phones and, you know, preach my vibe out there in the world, it made me Mr.
So
Leo.
So
this song
dedicated to your fans,
to my fans,
to the people.
So if today I'm making
to
money, if today I'm everywhere, Partout is like everywhere. If I'm everywhere today,
it's because of you.
That's
wow. Okay. So if you're out there and you've been downloading, you've been helping to push the songs of Mr. Leo and all other musicians, well, this song, we're dedicating it to you. It's Partout, everywhere, because he's everywhere today and it's because of you. So let's enjoy the song. And when we come back, we'll talk about the festival.
Partout.
Je restais debout, toujours avancé, je saute pas les pas. T'as tombé, déconné, merde, moi j'en ai marre. Je viens viser, la balle a décollé. Nobody stop, nobody time, ni ma limo, tout keke. Batman a come when I did it. Me and my guy shut it down, I say let them know. Beaucoup des années gonna see me around, let them know. Nobody run me down, I say let them know. Tombe buvet partout, je veux le faire sous le partout. Beaucoup des années partout, partout, partout. J'ai beaucoup de fans partout. Ma musique on écoute partout. Ma mélodie coule partout, partout, partout. Voilà mon tombe buvet partout. Je veux le faire sous le partout. Beaucoup des années partout, partout, partout. I sing for my fans, they be showing. Love, I be showing them back, back. I give them a hit and I'm on to the next. I do it back to back, back, back. Bless be Salatan and my people, they got my back.
They got my back.
On moments with my fans, then I go, but I'll always be back. Me and my guy shut it down, I say let them know. Beaucoup des années gonna see me around, let them know. Nobody run me down, I say let them know. Tombe buvet partout, je veux le faire sous le partout. Beaucoup des années partout, partout, partout. J'ai beaucoup de fans partout. Ma musique on écoute partout. Ma mélodie coule partout, partout, partout. Voilà mon tombe buvet partout. Je veux le faire sous le partout. Beaucoup des années partout, partout, partout. Run, come, come, help me. C'est merci à tous mes fans. Sans vous, je suis rien. J'ai dit merci à tous mes fans. Chut.
Mr. Leo, part two, beautiful beat, beautiful music. You saw me rocking out there and doing my own thing. Yeah, I love that. One very important thing, you know, today we doff our hats out to the people of Cameroon. We know that there's so much trouble going on there, and we pay respect to those who have lost their lives in what is happening. But, you know, I want to ask you guys, what is the entertainment industry, what are you, the artist, doing to bridge the gap? Because the gap is getting wider. You know, what is your message to the people out there? Because you guys have got the voice. Mm-hmm. You've got the platform. And the people there are listening to you. So what is your message? Let's make this one quick. Let me go to you first.
All right. So, for instance, we've been doing a lot of mentioning in our videos, in our songs, and plus on the media, we've been preaching a lot of peaceful, like, campaigns against violence and, you know, campaigns for peace. Like me, for instance, I have a Create a Solution, a movement that I created, a hashtag Create a Solution that is online where my brothers too are supporting me on the whole thing, because it's about all of us, where we are talking to the leaders, you know, where we are actually putting our voices up to the leaders, because they are the elephants in the whole thing. We're telling them, please cease fire, sit down, have a talk, because everything we've seen, this type of situations in so many countries in Africa, and we've seen how it all ends with a handshake. So please, we want you guys to just cease fire right away and sit down, because we want to see that handshake, you know. So it's Create a Solution, and that's
yes, Leo,
basically.
Yeah, let's not forget that this is a political issue, and politics is funny, you know. We are just musicians, we are just artists, you know. Of course we have a voice, but when it comes to political issues, the least we can do is pray for peace, you know. Tell our fans, let's all put our hands together and pray that Cameroon be peaceful today. But when it comes to the, you know, making that happen, it's not left for us to do, because that is for politicians, you know. The only thing we can do is get the crowd and let all of them talk about it so that it gets to their ears. So that's what we've been doing from the start of it. We want peace. At the end of the day, that's just what we want.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yeah. That is exactly what we want. And we're all praying for that peaceful solution to whatever the problem is. My country was at war for over 11 years, and we prayed for peace. I spoke on the radio day in, day out, and people eventually ended up listening. So that is what we have. We have the platform to just pray, and we pass on the message. Hey, let's stop the fight and let's come together. Exactly. Because we are one people.
Yeah.
You know, we are one people. So right now, Mr. Magasco, you're going to play your next song for me, which is
Wule Bang Bang.
So what is the Bang Bang about?
So Wule Bang Bang. Wule Bang Bang was me trying to promote the Njang dance move, and at the same time telling a story of a woman, an African woman.
You're always singing about women.
African, yeah. I mean, if we here, it's because of women. Like,
all right,
you know,
all right. I agree.
But you should. This guy. I tell you, this guy does it 10 times more than me. Like, he's all about.
No,
the women.
I know. In fact, when I'm listening to you guys, it's like,
yeah. So Wule Bang Bang is just a woman that has light on her and she's shining, and I'm just like, ooh, you know.
Okay, so well, remember, we're having the Cameroon Music Festival, Made in Cameroon Music Festival, right here at the Voice of America. And so now let's enjoy Wule Bang Bang, the sound of Magasco. And when these guys live here, I'll be bringing in Stanley Eno and Minx. Yes, Stanley and Minx are going to be here. So don't go away. And now let's enjoy this one, Wule Bang Bang. So once again, thank you very much, Mr. Leo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Magasco. I hope to be right out there when you guys will be bringing down the house.
Yes, of course.
All right, let's enjoy now, and we'll be right back.
Baby girl, I go give you money. Give you today, you go call me police. Hey, girl, I go give you money. Give you today, you go call me police. Hey, if you go give it to me, if only say you go give it to me. Hey, if you go give it to me, if only say you go give it to me. Hey, you bang bang.
African B. Well, we just listened to Wule Bang Bang, the sound of Magasco, and I was talking to Mr. Leo and Magasco all from Cameroon, and I have two other special guests from Cameroon, and that is Minx. Welcome to the African Beat, Minx.
Thank you.
And I also have Stanley. Stanley's right here.
Stanley, yeah.
Yeah, the coolest guy in the building.
Oh, man.
You see, so we have a lot for you today. And these guys are going to rock you anytime now. But, you know, I would like my audience to know, to meet you.
Yeah.
So I want them to meet you. First of all, let them meet you, Minx. Who is Minx?
I can't speak in French because my English sucks.
Mix it.
Okay, Minx c'est un artiste camerounais qui fait son petit bout de chemin, lauréat d'une compétition de rap Hip Hop Talent Search que je remporte en 2013, qui me donne l'occasion de me faire découvrir aux yeux du monde entier. Donc,
don't go too far, because I know that Minx is a hip hop artist, he's a rapper, and all this, and he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
When I look at him, I say, this guy is a bad boy.
Oh man, he's really cool.
No. Okay, let's come to you then. Who is Stanley?
Oh man,
tell me about you.
Stanley is the guy next to Minx. That's me. You know what I mean? But I'm from Cameroon, and you know I'm a rapper. And I'm a singer at the same time, and you know, I'm a multi-award winner. I'm blessed to be a graduate in business journalism and everything, you know. So I represent Africa, I represent Cameroon. We gotta shine, baby.
Yeah, we gotta shine. What do you want the people to know? What do you want the people to hear from you guys?
We are Pan-Africanist at the end of the day, but in the whole plate of Pan-Africanism, you have like subgroups, like, you know, it's all about countries and nations and cultures. So this is just our time to come and show the people our culture, how Cameroon is being made, what our music is made of, you know what I mean? So it's me, it's Mings, it's Magasco, it's Mr. Leo, you know what I mean? Like four different kind of people, you know. We're just coming to tell the world that we exist and that you love us, you know us from far, but come on, eat us. We are around.
We're around.
You know what I mean? When we are raw, so eat it.
Man, you. We've got those two wonderful guys again. Remember, we're going to bring you their music. And so we're going to start off with The Sound of Mings.
Yeah.
And he's going to perform the first track for
us.
Yeah, he's going to perform in this segment. He's going to perform right now. And he's going to do the song Luga Lele.
Lele.
Luga Lele.
That guy is ugly.
That boy won't walk.
You know, Mings, you did not see anything to sing about except the ugliness of a guy. This guy is ugly.
Every time everybody sings for love, for girls, I love you.
At least
I want to do something different.
Okay. So what are you saying? Is it bad that the guy is ugly or just that even ugly people can be good people at times?
It's just because, en fait, c'est de la jalousie. Jealousy.
Jealous.
Yes, yes. It's that. Donc, voilà. Je parlais de la jalousie. Un gars qui se fait la
gare. Le gars, lé.
Mama.
Minx. All right. Let's enjoy the sound right now. You're going to see Minx in this song and you're going to love it. And it's called Le Gars Lé Lé. You know what that means? This guy is ugly.
Whoa. You shot there, you papa.
All right. We'll be right back.
La vie c'est même quoi non? H for life. J'étais commode avec une go. Je respectais ses principes et ses valeurs. Un beau jour elle m'a dit Joe je t'aime mais je préfère aller me faire là ailleurs. Le macabre voulait ma mort. J'ai seulement digéré, j'avais le choix alors. Mes blagues à pas pour vous dire. Quand elle est go je ne pensais plus retrouver le sourire. Mais un beau jour dans mes waka, je lève la tête surpris. Qui je vois là? Mon ex go avec un Joe, lui holant le bras. C'est là où mon pote me fait donc comprendre que voilà son nouveau gars. Père, j'ai d'abord failli m'écrouler. Mais quand le gars là s'est retourné, la fin là je voulais garder ça pour moi. Mais la Lucie, c'est plus fort que moi. Père, le gars là, elle est. Maman, le gars là, elle est. Yesh, je dis que le gars là, elle est. Ma chérie, ça c'est encore qu'elle est bzé. Tu avais fait ça exprès ou c'est la honte qui t'a fui? Parce que depuis je ne fais que chercher. Je demande qu'elle t'avait seulement dragué dans la nuit. Ce n'est pas le sabotage, loin de là, mais comment? Peut-être vous ne savez pas, mais pour moi c'est troublant. Pas les lapins, si Moïse l'avait vu, rien que pour lui, il aurait changé un des 10 commandements. Il fallait que je vous dise. Quand je l'ai nié, j'ai failli mourir. On dit souvent qu'on ne connaît pas le caillou qui tue l'oiseau. Mais j'ai confirmé ça le tout aussi. Je sais, c'est l'enfant de quelqu'un. Mais il est comme un Joe qui a bien faim. Laissez que les injures, ce n'est pas comme a dit. Moi-même j'ai vu. Père, le gars, elle est. Maman, le gars, elle est. Yosh, je dis que le gars, elle est. Je ne vous ai rien, Joss. Ne portez pas mon nom pour aller knock. Mama. Oui, parce qu'on vous connaît. Après, on va entendre que c'est Minx qui avait toc. Mama. Je ne vous ai rien, Joss. Oh, ne portez pas mon nom pour aller knock. Mama. Pardon, gardez ça pour vous. Et puis même, je m'en fous. Père, le gars, elle est. Maman. Le gars, elle est. Yosh. J'ai dit que le gars, elle est.
Wonderful beat there, little girl, lele. This guy is ugly. Well, at least ugly people have got some music going, and they too can dance to it. Don't be jealous of them. They've been singing about love all the time, and this and Ming say, let's do something for the ugly people too. But anyway, that is nice. And Stanley has got a song coming up that I'm going to be playing for you. He's going to perform that song for you. It's called Casanova. So let's talk about Casanova. Casanova, you know, I can remember when we, most times when we say Casanova, is that, hey, those playing days are over. Your playing days are over. Are you still playing?
Oh, no, you know what I mean? I'm not playing. So basically, Casanova is the next track of my upcoming album, like, you know, my second studio album. And, you know, it's just, I'll have like an album that has like two different facets, the hip hop side and the Afrobeat side. So, it falls under the Afrobeat side. And Casanova is just a story about me just telling this beautiful girl that it's not my fault if I'm pretty, you know what I mean? Because, nobody because they look me way means I had to calculate them. You understand what I'm trying to mean now? So, like, just chill. You're my queen. You're the boo-boo. You know what I mean? I'm just fine and I can't help it. So,
You just can't help it. You didn't make yourself.
Yeah, but when they text me, I don't reply. They don't tell me to hide my number because I gotta have a number.
Let's be straight here.
Yeah, brother.
When they text you.
Yeah.
Are you sure you don't reply?
I don't reply because it even falls, you know what I mean? It falls on the answering machine because, you know what I mean? I got to have your number for you to, for you. Because I have a system on my phone that for your text to come into my phone as a priority, I got to lock you in. So if I don't lock you in, you're just a spam kind of person, you know what I mean? So I love you, baby. You know what I mean? I love you. You're my darling.
Okay.
Darling.
Well, now let's enjoy Casanova right now. And this great man, this Mr. Handsome, they said not because he's fine.
True.
Where the girls then call, I mean, go look. And a guy will get eye for C. So let's enjoy Casanova right now with Stanley Ina. Beautiful music, and I love it, and I'm sure you're going to be crazy about it. Let's go. Oh. Is awesome, and
I know the
confidence of the ladies is way up now.
Oh yeah, no, she's got to know because, you know what I mean, one man, one queen. We're from Africa where the Bantu people have a lot of wives, but I mean, we're not part of that generation right now. So baby, be happy, you know what I mean, support me because millions
is this a true story?
It's true. It started first as like a general societal kind of you know kind of issue. You know, my with ladies just always scrolling via the lovers' phones and everything. But now I just related it to me because you know what I mean, even my female friends, every time my phone rings, they're like, ah, girls. You know, you have some of these female friends that don't really want to tell you that they like you. Mm-hmm. They're just around. Mm-hmm. They want you to talk.
Tell me about it.
So that's just how it happens around me. Like, yo, when my phone rings, like, who's calling you? Who's texting you? You know what I mean? So I'm like, no, please don't be
so
too
don't
curious.
Don't worry, baby. It's just...
No, I got you.
We're all in the game. All right, okay?
Yeah,
and, you know.
Man.
Okay. We have this next song, Le Number.
Yeah.
Yeah, Le Number, whatever number it is, you were talking about your phone, and now Minx have got Le Number. What number are you talking about?
Le Number, c'est un morceau dans lequel je m'adresse à ces gars-là qui se disent être tes frères, tes amis, mais ensuite viennent te taper d'eau. Taper d'eau, c'est quoi? C'est les gars qui viennent derrière toujours pour venir voler ta petite amie, quoi. Donc voilà, le taper d'eau, c'est quelque chose de récurrent chez nous. Donc c'est un phénomène social que j'ai voulu relater en musique.
You know what? That one is too fast for me. Can you help me with that?
No, I mean like the number is the phone number. So basically the song, the resume is he's talking about his friend who is a bad friend in the sense that the friend has got his girlfriend's number without him giving that friend the number.
The
so
number.
It's like,
oh,
what's
okay.
my girlfriend's number doing in your phone?
In your phone.
You know what I mean? So you chop my job. Bad friend.
That's
okay.
So if you watch the video, the fight, he's like trying to beat the guy.
So I'm trying to beat the guy because he's got your girlfriend's number and you did not give that number to him.
No.
So how come? How come her number is in your phone?
Baba made a chop on some more now.
And they are not friends.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, the number is coming up right now, the sound of Minx. And you know, I told you, this guy is very precise. When you see him, you know, you're going to love him because he's just right out there and he's going to give it to you as it is. So let's enjoy the number right now. Remember, it's the Made in Cameroon Music Festival on the African beat right here today. And so let's enjoy it.
Les gens vont encore dire que je...
Go.
Mais... H for life. Philippe, tu veux encore que je dérange? Dimanche, je te confirme. Tu es un esprit. Holiday, je sais que j'ai un combi. Alors que derrière, tu avais les plans sur ma petite. Gars, tu as un cœur. Vrai, j'ai fait une erreur. Je négligeais les ragots. Les gars du quad m'avaient pourtant job. Mais j'ai simplifié le salaud. Nessa, c'est toi, Chris Brown. Nessa, c'est vous, Lendon. J'ai d'autres langues. Toi, tu veux marier. Mon frère, les gars sont finis ici dehors. Je ne peux pas lève ça. Le matassi me dépasse. Va me dire comment tu as tout, suis la fessi ou on gâte tout. Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay? Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay? Ce n'est pas ton ami, ça fait quoi dans ton phone? Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay? Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay? Ce n'est pas ton ami, ça fait quoi dans ton phone? Just moi. Je te faisais confiance, hein. J'étais pris pour un ami. On pouvait tout me dire sur toi. Et bêtement, j'allais sauf que j'en ton caddie. J'appelle ça le sang à l'œil. J'ai vu ta vraie valeur. Comme je suis venu la louer chez toi, n'est-ce pas, tu viens la récupérer comme c'est toi le bailleur. Chouagne, tu as d'où ça à Djabéa. Si je n'étais pas là, on t'enterrait à Makéa. Même après ça, tu n'arrêtes pas. Mon frère, il y a même quoi? C'est toujours la jachère là. Je ne suis pas fort, mais tu vas parler. Tu vas me dire par où tu es passé. Comment tu as fait pour avoir le nombre là? Tu t'amuses ici, on t'accala. Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay? Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay? Ce n'est pas ton ami, ça fait quoi dans ton phone? Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay? Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay? Ce n'est pas ton ami, ça fait quoi dans ton phone? Just moi. Et dit qu'on se disait tout. Mais bête à là, on arrête tout. Quand je pense avec toi, j'ai toujours été réglo. Tout à part, c'était me taper d'eau. Garde, ne te justifie pas. Moi-même, j'ai nié. Laisse ce que tu dis là, que je suis pas appelé. Dans les you-you que j'ai vu dans le phone là, j'ai seulement inventé. C'est deux choses qui séparent les hommes. L'ego et la fée des ronds. La vie ici, c'est le carrefour. Monte, tu descends, j'allais toujours dans ça au cas de tout. Non, mais tu as fait fort. Mais tu es folle sur la mauvaise personne. Gars, ne me montre pas les dents. Hein, tu vas me dire ça ici maintenant. Le nom
nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay? Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay? Ce n'est pas ton ami, ça fait quoi dans ton phone? Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay? Le nombre de manga fait quoi dans ton phone pay? Ce n'est pas ton ami, ça fait quoi dans ton phone? Just moi. Les tapédos, le sale déo, c'est pour vous.
Mr. K-Mix.
It's Phil Bill.
African Beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Yeah. Low number. So Minx.
Yo.
If your girlfriend finds her friend's number on your phone, what are you gonna do?
C'est un peu compliqué. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Si c'est toi qu'on attrape, genre, ouais. Tago, on voit le numéro de sa copine dans ton phone. Toi, tu vas en faire quoi?
I don't know. I don't know what I can do.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I asked the other guys about, you know, people coming up. I'm happy you talked about education and all this stuff, yeah. You know. But these days, you know, you have the younger folks who, when they get into the music or into the arts, they think that, oh, I'm going to become popular, I'm going to become big, and I don't want to go to school and all this. So what is the message you want to pass on to them?
I'll just tell them that we are not the same, you know what I mean? We're right on the same papers, but we don't have the same lyrics, you know what I mean, or the same content. So I just want to tell them to just, like... the best advice I can give to any young person in the world is to go to school if you can. You know what I mean? Go to school. Or Google is free. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you can search, because knowledge is power. And that's it forever. So with music, I believe that you can be a footballer like Cristiano Ronaldo, maybe without going to school, or, you know what I mean? But it's kind of hard, because at the end of the day, there is high seasons, there's peak seasons, and there's low seasons. Mm-hmm. So if you're educated, you can host conferences, you can talk to kids, you know what I mean? And you get paid for that. You know what I mean? Look at a lot of artists, for example. Sometimes when my music is not really hot, you see me flying to places like MIT, giving talks, telling people, you know what I mean? Because when you are educated, you're not just only a star, but you are a superstar, brains or talents with brains, and that never fails you, because you can write books, you know what I mean? So I believe that knowledge is power.
That is so true, and I think we should be passing on those messages
as we get along,
we're passing on those messages. Okay. Well, guys, I want to thank you very much for being on the show with me today.
Oh,
and I'm going away for a little while, but I want to leave you with this song. It's Caramel. Caramel is done by Stanley, and Stanley did the song. You did the song with Davido, right?
Davido. Yeah.
From Nigeria.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So this Caramel, a little bit of this.
It's more like a celebration, because, you know what I mean? Like, people be complaining so much, like, Stanley, you do, like, hard rap songs just for boys in the hood, you know what I mean? But, you know, I have this other side of me, this other part of me, a soft side, you know what I mean? The cool guy. So I'm like, okay, Caramel for me is not a color, you know what I mean? It's more a concept, like, to describe this hard working woman out there, you know what I mean? Shout out to them one time, you know, to tell them that they're lovely, and I love y'all. You're my caramel. Stanley and
so many them I know wanna take control. How many girls you know just wanna see you grow? Stanley ain't no. Every day, every night she be singing on me. You my king, oh. And the number one song she make me scream, oh. Every day, every night she be singing on me. You my hero. Come on, come on, top of your love.
for the girls with the breakdowns. One time for the girls with the breakers. One time for my love. One time for my love for you. One time to the girls with the breakdowns. One time for the girls with the breakers. One time for my love. One time for my love for you. I get that boy to touch my girl.
Today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
If I need someone to talk to, I call on you. And if you ever see me cry, then I cry for you. The rest of my days in life I wanna spend with you.
This is